My name is Jonathan Shaw. I'm the Sports Operations Manager for Glasgow Life.
Okay, Jonathan, so we're standing here in the fantastic facility that is the Sir Chris Hoy Velodrome. Could you have imagined this for Glasgow, you know, before the Commonwealth Games? It's brought so much, hasn't it?
Yes, I mean, I've been at many events pre and post 2014 where people would be sitting here and having a beer watching cycling on a Saturday night, and people couldn't have imagined that even 5-10 years ago, to be sitting east end of Glasgow watching track cycling. It's been a revelation for this part of the city. It's been really great for the regeneration work on Clyde Gateway, and the whole area's changed from where it was 10 years ago. It's brought a load of opportunities for people to compete and watch sport, and it's been a massive asset to the city, which, again, if we hadn't had the Games, you could argue it might have not been here. So we've been really privileged to have this for just over 5 years. We opened October 2012, so time is moving very quickly.
And what was that like, you know, for anyone who didn't get to be here and experience it? The atmosphere was incredible in here 4 years ago, wasn't it?
Absolutely. We had done about 70 national international events prior to the Games, but it was unlike anything else when it actually happened. We had something different that we didn't do for the other 70 events. We had two spaces operating at the same time. So we had the velodrome where we're standing at the moment, with the track cycling on the other side, in the main arena, which is where the badminton was happening. Now, that was quite unique because we had two sets of audiences coming at different times. It was just beautiful weather outside, people all in the positive mood, back-to-back sessions for different sports. I think we were about 110,000 people came to watch the two sports over the 10 days of competition for badminton. I think it was about 4 days for track cycling. So it was absolutely amazing to see the energy in here, the multicultural aspect, the people from all over the world, as well as the local people who were utilising this building on their doorstep. And track cycling was one of the hot tickets. The great performances from all the countries here, and often when I'm standing looking up, it feels very cathedral-like. It's a great design. It just creates a great atmosphere, and everybody wanted to see great sport, and we got that.
And you know, it's made such a difference for the athletes, particularly, you know, the team that are now heading out to the Gold Coast. You know, I was speaking to one of the boys who's saying, you know, he's come 4 hours from Alness, but you know, had this not been here, he'd have been going a lot further down south.
That's absolutely right. I mean, it's changed, I think, Scottish cycling, and obviously the nearest velodrome prior to us opening was Manchester, and that still has a huge role to play within British cycling as a space for the National Cycling Centre. So any of the athletes here who are on the podium programme are obviously training down there at the elite level and working to the Olympics. But you're right, we've made the difference to people who are either in Dundee or other parts of the Scotland to come and train as a hub. It's not just for the athletes that are going away to compete, but we're also providing opportunities for young people to learn track cycling. It's a very niche sport. We've got to remember the bikes don't have any brakes on them. It's a 44-degree bend, which is pretty steep when you're looking down, 5-metre drop. These are things that young people have got to get used to, and we hope that this building actually inspires them to be physically active, whether they continue to cycle on the track but go into road cycling. We could be looking at an ex-Olympic champion coming from this venue, which could be in the next generation or the next few years. That's our hope, but obviously we've got the people who are flying out to Australia in the near future are our role models at the moment, and we want them to do really well when they go to the Gold Coast.
And what is that uptake like in the community amongst young people, both here in the velodrome and across in the Emirates Arena as well? You know, how many people do you get through the doors and using these facilities?
Well, I mean, in this part of the building, we were touted as the busiest velodrome in the world when we first opened, because we were just churning out so many inductions to allow people. So basically, there's a 4-stage induction process that as long as you can ride a bike and you're above the age of 8, or 30, 10, you can come onto the velodrome. We've got open sessions and we can develop you into a track cyclist. So we had such interest, as you can imagine, not just locally but across the Scotland, to actually come in to use the velodrome. And that continues, and we work very closely with Scottish Cycling, who obviously have got the national team training here. We're working with them, particularly on a Monday night. We have sessions where we work together to bring on young riders from scratch, and then in turn bringing them into hopefully ID pathways so they can go on to be elite athletes. And that's just talking about cycling. We've got basketball, athletics is huge next door. The grassroots participation for athletics has been massive post 2012 and then beyond 2014, and that's demonstrated by a lot of the Scottish Athletics National Championships and age group competitions they've had indoors in the last few weeks through the main arenas. massive numbers. And hopefully, we just hope these young people continue to be active, and from that, we actually then get some champions in the senior level. So it's broadening that pathway from grassroots through to elite is really important, and that's the role this type of building plays. It's a very much a community facility. It's very much a national facility, but it's also an international venue for competition. So the building works in many different layers and means many different things to many different people.